Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
What does that tell me? Number one, it tells me that the battle of Gog and Magog is going to take place sometime between what we would call the rapture and Daniel's 70th week. That the battle of Gog and Magog has not yet taken place. That is going to take place whenever Russia and these other, we see there in chapter number 38, it describes these nations that refer to literally present-day Russia and Iran and Turkey, all these, I won't go into that. They're going to come down into Israel. God's going to pull them. He says, you're going to put that meat hook in your jaw. He's going to bring them down, and he's going to destroy 5/6 of the army. And the rest of them are going to go back up north like a puppy dog with his tail tucked between his legs. He'd been whooped. He's going to go back up, and for the next 7 years, they're going to be cleaning up, and for 7 months, they're going to be burying the dead. Are you following? That's what the Bible says. So you put that in the time picture again in a frame. I believe the coming of Christ could be at any moment. It could be today. Sometime between now, if he came today, sometime between now and the tribulation period, the battle of Gog and Magog will take place. We will not be here. That's when the Antichrist will come on the scene. They've invaded Israel. And the Antichrist will say, wait a minute, we need a peace agreement here because of that war. And he's going to stand up and sign that peace agreement, that treaty that we read in the book of Daniel with Israel. And that's when the seven-year Daniel 70th week takes place. Are you following? That's the tribulation period. I said, I'll say this. The battle of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel is completely different than what we're reading here in Revelation chapter number 14. This in Revelation chapter number 14 is complete destruction. Everybody dies here. The devastation is great. Matter of fact, I have some notes here. Why you turn me to Isaiah 34. Isaiah 34, verse number 6. Isaiah 34, 6. While you're finding your place in Isaiah 34, verse number 6. It says there that the space of 1,600 furlongs. It depends on your measurements of how people would do that. But that is between 180 to 200 miles long that this swath, this path would be. That all these men who come together against Jerusalem, and I wish I had time against that. Jerusalem is here, Megiddo's here, Basra's down here. Basra's just on the other side of Israel. They're in Jordan where modern-day Petra would be, and we might get into that this morning. I don't know. But anyway, it's about 180 miles, that swath through there, which lines up with that 1,600 furlongs. With that in mind, back in Isaiah 34. The sword of the, verse number 6, the sword of the Lord is filled with blood and is made fat with fatness and the blood of lambs and goats and the fat of kidneys and rams. For the Lord hath made a sacrifice in Basra and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea, however you would say that. Then turn me to Isaiah 63. Isaiah 63. Am I going too fast for y'all? I'm trying to show you where this is taking place. This great battle is taking place. Isaiah 63, verse number 1. Who's that that cometh from Edom? Edom, we know, is in present-day Jordan now, and much I could talk about Edom. You know the problems that Israel had with Edom. But he's saying, who is that that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Basra? This is that glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Verse number 2, wherefore art thou red in thine apparel? And why in thy garments like him that treadeth the wine fat? Remember we read in Revelation about that wine press and all? They're asking, what is that? Verse number 3. I have trodden the wine press alone, and the people there, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in my anger, and will trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment, for the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. When we read about that, that blood that's on Jesus' garment is not his blood. It's the blood of his enemies. when he comes from Bozra, and it's that line. Turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 14 now. Verse number 19, where it talks about he's cast into the great winepress of the wrath of God. We read that. As a matter of fact, in the book of Joel, it talks about that. I won't go there. You can write this for reference, Joel 3, 9 through 14. It talks about the valley of decisions. There, that valley of Jezreel, all of that. It's from Megiddo all the way down to Bozra is about 180 miles, that road there. That's the space of 1,600 furlongs, same distance. And the Bible speaks of both of them. So I take this as a very, very literal battle. Hundreds of millions of people, the Bible does not say how many people are going to be there at the end of the tribulation period. The Antichrist, will see this in chapter number 19, is going to gather a vast army and is going to come against Jerusalem to try to defeat Jerusalem. And Jesus comes right on time. Don't he always come right on time? As just as the Antichrist with his vast army has gathered hundreds, most people say 200 million. They get that from Revelation chapter 9 and all about the 200 million. The only time it's referred to in Scripture about those demons that were released from the underworld, there's 200 million there. And they apply that to this one. The Bible does not say 200 million. They just kind of compare the two. I think probably more than that, but really it's going to be a lot of folk. Millions and millions and millions of people are going to be gathered there, as Joel said, in the Valley of Decisions, that Valley of Jezreel, 180 miles long. And I take this very literally. Verse number 20. And the wine press was trodden without the city, Jerusalem, and blood came out of that wine press in that valley, that 180-mile long stretch, even unto the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Let me tell you, as a preacher, I take that very literally. There's a lot of good men who think this is lava. A lot of good men that would tell you, well, this isn't real blood, that this would be lava from the earth, that God opens the earth, and this blood that comes up to the horse's bridle is lava. And they have reasons, whatever, they call it the blood of the earth. The problem is it doesn't say the blood of the earth. See, it says the blood. And when we go, turn me to Revelation 19. We're going to cheat. Verse number 17. Again, this is speaking about the same battle. And I saw an angel standing at the sun and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that come into the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God. I have a note here. A supper of the great God. During this time, you either will be eating or you will be eaten. You'll get that on the way home. Okay. Anyway, the supper of the great God. That ye may eat the flesh. It's about the fowl of the air. That ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses, and all of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken. Well, you get the picture here. Verse number 21. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. I take that very literally. And not a bunch of lava that came and just killed. Matter of fact, it talks about in Zechariah, the same battle that their eyes are just exploding. A lot of people say, well, it's a nuclear attack. No, this is God's judgment upon the earth. So when we're here in Revelation chapter number 14, verse number 20, I take it very literally that there's going to be hundreds of millions of people, of men, maybe ladies, I don't know, but definitely men. Horses, the Bible keeps speaking of the horses. Why horses and not tanks and all? Great question. Isn't it amazing how things right now, it's difficult to starting to buy gas and fuel and oil. I'm not going there, but you think it's difficult now. Wait till the tribulation period when God shakes this earth. And you ain't going to gas pumps. Electricity's going to be shut down. God shakes this earth. The Bible talks about that, literally shakes this earth. The mark, this one talked about the mark of the beast and all, where you're not going to Publix and scanning your, what do you call those things people think you're going to, those barcodes and all. No, no, no. It won't be like that at all, because God's going to tear this world apart.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.